Look at that hairline. Wow. Man, you started the insults on Andy Hart right away. No, we didn't even get to intro.
No, that was they know who we're talking
didn't
about.
Didn't even get to
That's a compliment.
They might have a little idea of what we're talking about, but Andy Hart of WEEI.com.
He's got an envious hairline right there. You know,
his natural.
Yeah, his forehead is just the right size. It's getting
au natural on the hairline.
Yep.
Yeah. Is that a shot of Fourier?
It was a fact.
Compliment.
It was a statement of fact.
No,
it's
he's
a compliment.
No,
I mean, I've had mine fixed. I wish it was natural.
He's bragging that his is all natural after you made short jokes yesterday about 5 times.
Listen, was I a little mean? Was I a little insensitive?
A little pregnant?
No, here's what it is. Here's my answer to that. To most normal humans, yes. To Andy Hart, no.
Well,
he really has no heart and can deal with it.
Yeah.
And has been told that. Yeah.
It doesn't bother me.
No.
I actually enjoy the tete-a-tete. I always say to people, if I don't bust your balls, if I don't make fun of you, it means I don't like you.
Yep. Yeah.
It means I want no part of you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Like, I feel like you're in a very serious mood today, though.
No,
honest to God. Like, I feel like no visor. Feel like you're getting ready to have.
You feel like you're getting ready to go dad something.
Yeah, you're about to go speak at some.
Somebody's got to go get a shot today. Yeah. Take him to the doctor.
No, actually, so you guys, I don't know how you guys feel about the military. I could not be more impressed by people that join the military because it's absolutely something I could never, ever do. I just no shot in hell unless you draft me and drag me crying, screaming, kicking. I couldn't do it. But I feel a little bit like a Marine today because before noon, I wrote a column, did a podcast, got an oil change, went to the gym. I've been banging stuff out today.
Look at you. Andy Hart gets more done before 8 a.m. than most people do all day.
You're damn right.
Wow, you probably feel good.
And now
so I'm ready.
Yeah, and next week when you need him, he's on the boat.
He's in studio next week.
Next week, my skinny ass is going to be in that
seat.
I know,
dude, you are like uncomfortably skinny. You're kind of like,
well, when the hat
jumped the
shark.
When the hat's off.
Yeah,
dude, you're too skinny.
Awesome.
You're too skinny, though.
No, you look
ripped.
You're skinny. You're like J.J. Watt now. Like
shredded.
You think you're like, oh.
Hey, did you see that photo of J.J. Watt, by the way? Is that real?
It is real.
It is?
No, but he. No,
it doesn't seem real, right?
He dropped the fat. No. It doesn't seem real, but then you think of what he was. He was a guy who had to work the whole story, you know, back to the pizza. Like, he had to work really hard to get big and to get strong and to put on weight and to play. So he's still working out. But he's dropping that forced calories added weight that he had to maintain for years. And so he's a little like me. The muscles are allowed to show themselves once you get rid of that layer of fat. Thanks to Awaken 180.
It is funny because you give up one obsession for like another obsession. So he went full on obsessed with like football workout. He just trying to transfer into like a the kettlebells and the crazy HIIT workouts.
Well, you work out differently. It's like less about the pushing and pulling and more about the abs
that I didn't think you could have abs, right? He's got those side abs where it's like you got to like really kind of focus on just that ab.
Well, and
think genetics.
Well, that helps. And maybe other stuff. Definitely.
It's all legal now.
If you saw him in Wisconsin,
holy hell. It's all legal. You know why it's legal?
Where? In Cuba?
Nobody is testing you.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it legal.
You. Sure it is.
No, I can make this. The United States of America says it's illegal.
Steroids.
Stop beating around the bush.
We're not talking about steroids.
Yeah, he can.
What are we talking about?
He could go on prescribed HGH at a very low level.
That
would help him rip himself up.
Steroids is so.
That's a gray area.
No, it's not. That's
a gray area.
Well, so is Ozempic.
He's not playing anymore.
Is he anti-aging? Does he need it?
Yes.
It's like I've never seen more.
What do you want? Accelerant? You want age accelerant versus
slowing it down? Him needing that via prescription from a doctor is a gray area where I know Canseco, you read his book, he thinks everybody should be on that
stuff
and we'd be better.
Me too.
Okay, Mr. Creatine himself.
I do. It's an absolute benefit.
It's just funny how quickly you were in there. Me too. I want to know this. If it's legal, I want it.
Mr. Stone Peer himself.
It's not been confirmed whether that has been passed or not.
How in the world can you still be walking around and be upright if you haven't?
I never felt it, you know. I never felt it.
So it was teeny.
I hope so. I mean, easy for this with the way this conversation is going.
Speaking of teeny.
Hey, Andy Hart, speaking of teeny.
As Billy Lanny said, it doesn't have far to travel.
That's true. Quick exit.
Billy is on it, baby. We were talking about Matt Judon a little bit earlier.
Okay.
And you know, last year, my thoughts on that, you and I battled over it or whatever. Judon's trying to go back to it again. Fourier brought up the idea of, what do you do with this guy? You more than likely got to trade him. He's not a part of the future. Maybe there are a couple of different ways that the Patriots can sort of spice up a trade to maybe get a little bit of better value. Where do you land right now on Judon and what to do with him?
So we talked a little bit about this yesterday, plug, on the Six Rings podcast, Fitzy and I. And in my best case scenario world, I would try to do with him what they did with Hunter Henry, who is your arguably your best offensive weapon, your most consistent offensive weapon, who they brought back on a more team-friendly deal. He got less money than he did on the deal he was on. You don't see that too often from a guy who's producing at a relatively high level. He came here at, what, $12.5 million a year, and he took a discount on that. He's under 30 for 3 years now. It's like nine and change, I think. I would love to see an ability to do something similar with Judon and be like, listen, we already paid you for your prime and you gave us return on your investment, like our investment. Like, you were good. We acknowledge that despite missing most of last year. We want you to be here for whatever this is going to be for the next 2-3 years. We want you working with Keon White and Josh Uche and Anfernee Jennings. And you seem to like it here. You seem relatively comfortable in everything that goes into being a Patriot, whether it's old school Bill or new school Mayo. Could you do something like that? Now, it doesn't seem like he's open to that. Seems like he wants to get paid one last time, despite heading toward his 32nd birthday in less than a month. Seems like he still thinks, no. I'm a Pro Bowl pass rusher. Pro Bowl pass rushers make $20+ million a year. That's what I should be making, $20 to $25 million a year. I think that's unrealistic. I would not do that. That's where the trade comes in. The question is, people know that this is now, because remember, he had contract issues with Baltimore. He got into a little urinating contest with them with the franchise tag, and that went poorly. Remember, he threatened a media member because it went so poorly. He was going to blackmail him about strip clubs and all those various things.
That's always a great way to go.
Yeah. And now, 2 years in a row, by his own description, he handled it like trash last year, right? He said that was trash, the way he handled it. But yet, we all know he wants a new contract. He did it.
Yeah, right?
He did it. And now we know, okay, so you're not going to trash it this year, but you still want a new contract. I just wonder if teams look at, like, wow, this guy's kind of been a pain in the ass for three different portions of his career with two organizations that are pretty well respected in Baltimore and New England. So his trade value at 32 years old, coming off a injured season, I think best case scenario to trade him is he has like 10 sacks in the first 6 weeks. You need that. And then some contender says, whether he's a rental or whether we extend him, we'll take him. And you trade him for assets that will benefit you in the long term, because if he's not here long term, then what's the point?
What's his trade value as far as like draft picks? Like, what do you think if you were to trade him right now? Obviously, I would think you would have only contending teams would be willing to kind of negotiate with you. How many picks? What number picks? So what do you think that would realistically be?
I think the dream scenario is probably like a third round pick.
Dream scenario. Wow.
I mean, my dream scenario is a first round pick, but, you know, that ain't happening. That ship has sailed. You're not getting a first round pick for a 32-year-old pass rusher who wants a new contract that I may be.
So is it if your only thing you're going to get is a third or a fourth, is it worth it?
It depends what road he's going down. Is he going to be a happy camper? Is he really, truly, honestly willing to just play out this season and see where it takes him? Because, you know, he's doing the social media thing. He kind of bowed out last week on social media. He can be very, very much open with his emotions, right? Whether it's in real life or on social media. And if he's going to have those managed and he's a professional, then yeah, I probably wouldn't. I'd look for the defense to be the strength of the team, which, you know, Mina Kimes is telling me this is a top five defense.
Take it to the bank.
Right. I'm assuming Mina Kimes assumes it's a top five defense with Matthew Judon playing on it. So if I'm hoping this defense is good enough to stay competitive and win games, then yeah, I would probably keep Matthew Judon and not just give him away for a mid-round pick.
I got two things for you, Andy Hart. Number one, like, I went to Tankathon to go look at who had what currency or whatever.
Yep.
Like, for example, Philadelphia has two third-round picks. They own one of Miami's and their own. Under the scenario that maybe you kind of laid out, maybe that's a best case in terms of getting a third rounder from a team that's really good, who wants the player and has some extra capital.
And aggressive. Yeah, and a team that's aggressive. They're always adding people. Remember, what was it last year, Kevin Byard they traded for?
The safety from Tennessee, I think.
They're always adding talent.
And here's the thing that I threw at Fourier. If you want to jack the value up and you know a team is okay with extending Judon, the Patriots have the one thing that would allow you to get a better pick, and that is they got cap space. They can do a Von Miller. I'll give Judon his $15 million bonus here in New England. Then I will trade him to you. I've paid him the lion's share of the contract. You give me a second-round pick or whatever it is, and the only thing you're doing is spending RKK's money and eating up some cap space this year. That's the way
I hate it.
That's the way to do it. Right.
I hate it. Remember
Brock Osweiler?
Yeah, the Browns did it with Brock.
Von Miller when they went to the Rams.
I don't want to necessarily be in the business of
it's a one-time
draft
thing.
I know, but it feels dirty. It feels doesn't it feel like? And I'm not saying it should be.
Okay.
Doesn't it feel beneath the New England Patriots?
No.
It feels it.
Hey, why?
It stinks.
Everything's
it's slimy.
What are you talking about?
I don't like it.
Everything's new.
You're right. It is new, but
so why not? It's all new. Bill would never do it, so that's why they should.
Well, but where I would put this is when Robert Kraft said, and I don't know if this was lipstick or whatever, lip service or not.
That was good.
I thought you were going to say lipstick on a pig.
I thought so too.
Yeah, I wasn't.
I don't get it.
I'm not sure my brain behind my big forehead knew where that sentence was going.
You're a little tired with everything you've done today.
A little bit, but. I was arguing if Bill was under contract for one more year, if you're doing what's in the best interest of New England Patriots, you got to trade him. You have to trade him and get return on the Bill Belichick asset, right? Mm-hmm. And Robert said, nope, like he's earned the right sort of Brady style, like he's earned the right to go out on his own and blah, blah, blah. Now, maybe you would have found no one would have traded you anything for Bill Belichick since there wasn't exactly a great market when he was free. But if you're in that world of like what feels right or what is right, I mean, that's maximizing where you are in your rebuild, using your cap space to buy a draft pick, and if you can do that, if you're Elliott Wolf, absolutely, that's in the best interest of the team, using every tool available to you, NBA style, right?
Yep.
Look at it as just a Danny Ainge. There's assets. How do I maximize assets? How do I combine them? I don't think that's the message you want to send, because the big question I've had, so that's a continued rebuild message, basically. This is another bridge year. We're in a multi-year rebuild. We're sending talent for assets. We're sending money for assets. And I always have this question. Are we in year one of the rebuild or year five from a fan's perspective? And I know my answer.
What is it?
Year five. Like, if you're a fan, don't tell me we're in year one of the rebuild post-Belichick with Elliott Wolf and Gerard Mayo. Where I'm from, we're in year five rebuild post-Brady. I've been watching, reset years, to use Brady Belichick's words, or, draft picks, first-round picks, various things, change it. Like, no, I'm kind of sick of this. Let's expedite the rebuild.
Yeah,
don't
but,
tell me the rebuild's starting over again.
Yeah, but, I mean, technically, it's almost like that's the benefit the team gets, the Crafts get, the Patriots get, by hiring a new coach, a bunch of new coaches, new quarterback.
Mm.
You basically, even though you don't want to admit it, that is a reset. Now, you can have 10 resets. Other teams in the league have had, golly, how many times did the Jets or the Dolphins or the Bills reset over and over again?
The Bills have done two under
that.
Their QB.
See, that's
we're
the problem.
We're in Boston.
That's the problem.
We're title town.
This residual arrogance that existed. I wonder how long.
And Hart, you don't get to play
last.
It both ways. It's, open the world to Mayo and have an open mind and then be like, no, what we were is what we are.
Yeah.
They've told us that isn't the case anymore. Mural it up.
I agree with you, and I think even some fans would agree with you, but then emotionally, when they suck in week five, when they're 0-5 and they're getting their rumps
Where's
absolutely
Bill?
Kicked all over the field, I think they could lose interest, and I think they could be like, all right, get back to me when you've actually gotten some traction on whatever the hell your rebuild is going to be.
I really, truly think that this will be the biggest test of Patriot fans ever, ever. Yep.
Foxborough faithful.
We're gonna find out whether people were Brady and Belichick fans, or were they fans, and are they fans of the team who are now willing to sit through whatever the head coach turns into and whatever this team is. I at least try to be nice under the whole Andy Hart way of let's open things up to maybe doing stuff differently, but complain about the way it used to be done.
I do like my cake, and I like to eat it, too.
I know. I was like, boy, I tell you what. You want it all perfectly well. That's the arrogance that comes with winning forever.
Well, it's like Fourier going to get his the chicken nugs for the kids and not wanting to get a coupon to get $8, save $8.
No, that's not how the story went.
You're bitching about buying chicken nuggets.
He's including... I'm not going to start this over again. You're merging two stories as one, and then he's like...
Well, it's believable, though. It's you.
What is believable? What is believable?
That you're a cheap hypocrite and a conundrum.
Wow. Wait, a cheap hypocrite and a conundrum?
Yep.
Wow.
There's a lot going on in that.
I'll see you next week, buddy.
Mystery wrapped in a riddle.
Three days with Hart. One of us is not coming out of here alive. This is two men enter, one man leave.
What are you talking about?
Beyond Thunderdome. We're going to see.
Are you kidding me? Oh, with the way you've got this structured next week, Hart could take hours of the show off if he wants to.
It's not working out the way
I thought. I don't even know they're going to have enough seats in here to be able
What am I signing up for?
Don't worry about it.
Foyer is low. Let's put it this way, Hart. Your voice will be nice and rested if Foyer gets his way.
There'll be tons
of people rolling through here next week.
One big party.
Cool party
in here.
Fun people?
Yeah, we'll see.
Wow.
We'll see. In reality, it'll just be you and I. And no one's going to show up.
You've been working on this for a while.
No, I have not.
Yeah, you don't have been on for a while.
I have not been working on anything. I made one phone call.
Can I get a hint of one potential guest? Don't tell me the name. Just give me like a not so subtle hint.
Lou Maloney.
I was going to say, once hit a home run off Randy Johnson.
Okay. And the Sox, the Sox are the hot topic these days.
There you go.
Screw the Patriots. Yep. Like, it's baseball season, baby, right?
Hey, here's another one. Their season is over, and you don't play it in the summer.
Their season is over.
Who on this station would have summers off, but might be in a cold weather sport? So you got Razor. There you go. Yeah. Oh, he didn't know.
I love Razor. He's in some international vacation.
You don't own one.
No.
I like to shave. But no,
I know. I don't either.
Okay, I'm looking forward to this now. Just cast it. Just surprise me. Whatever.
Yeah,
I'll show up.
Listen,
do my thing.
Hart is as irritating as he is. He's just a foxhole guy.
Man,
damn right.
He's in the foxhole. I know you don't want to be in the military. I'd let you join my army.
Oh, thanks. And you'd make me work 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. like you used to on the telephone.
But I'd reward you for it.
Yeah, look at these spinning headphones I got.
This guy act like I gave you a present. Look at those headphones he's wearing.
Yeah, courtesy of your friends at Bose.
Who don't call me back anymore.
How in the world? I was going to say.
I've lost more friends doing this show.
It's because of me, right? I get all the heat. No.
Wow.
I didn't realize he had all these headphones. I gave him four pairs to run through in 2 years before he settled in.
Listen, he's got a garage.
Am I wrong?
I've told him I don't like wearing them on the show.
No,
I don't like wearing them on the show.
But I gave you perfectly good working headphones. How many would you like? No, I'm not.
I broke
He's got
two
a whole
of them.
Warehouse.
I'm just saying.
How many would you like?
I think
would
it's more
you
like have four. I had
kids,
a box
you,
of five. I gave you
kids,
four. I have one.
Would your kids like
no, it's
a
not
brand
even
new,
that.
Right out of the box, Bose headphones?
It's that you.
Would they like them?
The bigger issue is you had headphones you could have used, I kept feeding
I've
the beast.
I've used them before. No, I don't.
Are
I
you
don't,
misappropriating these, by the way, for you?
Don't worry about it. We said their name.
We're not going to go down that road.
That's right. Say it again, Andy.
There you go.
Bose.
There you go.
Bose.
We paid it off.
Hart, we'll see you, buddy. I'll talk to you after week after next. There goes our guy, Andy Hart.